What will it take for Seattle to become climate friendly? David Hyde put the question to Melinda Miller. She's a Seattle high school biology teacher and a poet, and the author of The After, a book that imagines the world after humans have gone extinct.
30 years ago, one of my biology students asked me about humans, what if we're the test for everything? And that question has stayed with me all this time. And I think we are the test for everything because of the nature of our species. And we're failing the test.
What does that mean, we're the test for everything?
That what we decide, what we do, what we are already doing, and what we continue to decide to do is going to determine the fate of a great many organisms, ecosystems, and habitats on this planet.
So a big part of this is about climate change.
It's climate change and everything that comes with climate change, yes.
I'm wondering if I can ask you to read something from the book.
Sure. The book is one long poem, but there are many sections to it. And in this section references the rising of sea level and what that might look like after we're gone. Inundated coastal forests sway in cerements of algae under a shivered memory of light. Some things, once named, persist, nameless. Some names are orphaned without correlatives. Narthex, unless the first chamber of a nautilus. Staves, unless staves of rain striking arpeggios on ferns.
It made me think of the Northwest.
Yes.
Partly. But everyone is going to read poems, any given poem, any given line, a little bit differently. What are you thinking or hoping people might think about when they read that or hear that?
I'm hoping they will think about that we are the test for everything and what's to be done about it, what's to be lost if we don't do something about it. So when the poem refers to cerements of algae, these are lost forests. They are entombed in a watery grave, and that would be because of what we've done. So that's what I hope, without being polemical, I can convey to people by means of images.
So in this series, listeners actually asked KUW to ask, what would a climate-friendly Seattle look like?
Yeah.
So that's the question that we're exploring, mostly through fairly conventional kinds of reporting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering about art, and I'm wondering about poetry. What do you think the role of poetry is in answering a question like that? It's not just about accounting, right?
No, and I'm glad you said that about accounting, because so many of the arguments being made for why we need to address climate change, why we need to address habitat loss, why we need greener cities, those arguments are economic, they're practical, or they're ideological. And I think that is that makes for incomplete arguments. We are fundamentally an art-making species, and art is one crucial way that we come to understand ourselves and our relationship to others and to the planet. If we don't include the artistic mindset in our thinking about how we go forward, we miss the importance of nature that is relational, psychological, and aesthetic. And I don't think we get where we need to be if we leave out that aspect of our relationship to the planet.
Poet and Seattle science teacher Melinda Miller. She spoke with KUOW's David Hyde for our series on climate change, The Burning Question. You'll find more on this series on our website, kuow.org. Search for Burning Question.